Lift him up, April 25. Success for your efforts. For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Jesus has said, Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Be earnest, be resolute. Present the promise of God, and then believe without a doubt. Do not wait to feel special emotions before you think the Lord answers. Do not mark out some particular way that the Lord must work for you before you believe you receive the things you ask of Him. But trust His word, and leave the whole matter in the hands of the Lord, with full faith that your prayer will be honored, and the answer will come at the very time and in the very way your Heavenly Father sees is for your good. And then live out your prayers. Walk humbly and keep moving forward. For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Here are promises, rich and abundant, upon condition that you cease to do evil and learn to do well. Then set your aim in life high, as did Joseph and Daniel and Moses, and take into consideration the cost of character building, and then build for time and eternity. Satan will oppose your efforts to advance. Your path will not always be smooth, but there are encouragements in God's rich promises. The Lord has pledged His word that in every effort toward righteousness, He will help us. We are weak and without wisdom, but God has said, If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Only learn to be thorough, never to let go your hold upon God, to persevere in his service, and you will be an overcomer through the blood of the Lamb. In doing this work for yourself, you are having an influence on many others whom you associate with. Words spoken in season, how good are they! How much strength a word of hope, courage, and determination in a right course will give one who is inclined to slide into habits that are demoralizing. The firm purpose you may possess in carrying out good principles will have an influence to balance souls in the right direction. There is no limit to the good you may do. If you make the Word of God the rule of your life, and govern your actions by its precepts, making all your purposes and exertions in the fulfilling of your duty a blessing, success will crown your efforts.